I want to share an interesting thought which I heard on this week's Parsha, which I heard in the name of Rabbi Yosef Nave. In Parsha's Tezriya Metzora, we speak about Tzaras. We speak about the Nega of Tzaras, which we know is not a physical condition, but a spiritual condition. And not only does it come on the goof of a person, not only does it come on the body of a person, it can also come on a person's clothing or a person's home. Usually it starts with the clothing, it goes to the person's house, and if it still doesn't help, then eventually it gets to the person's body. And the pasuk talks about a specific garment that has something on it that looks like tzaras. And when that happens, the garment has to be brought to the kohen. It's isolated for 7 days. And if it spreads, the garment is burned. Like, meaning, so that you find a piece of something, a blemish on the garment, and it looks suspicious, looks like it might be tzaras. It's taken to the kohen, and it's very clear that if the nega gets bigger or changes shape or size, it spreads, then that garment has tzaras and the garment has to be burned. But what happens if it doesn't spread? Meaning, it sits by the kohen for a week, it's isolated for the week, and it hasn't spread. So it's unclear whether it was tzaras or not. So the process is, it has to be washed, isolated for another week, and after that week, it has to be examined again. And then the pasuk says that if loy hafach hanega es einoi, which we would literally translate is that the nega hasn't changed its eye. Einoi is eye. But most mefarshim say that it means that the color hasn't changed, meaning to the eye, the nega hasn't changed, although usually after a washing, the color of the nega should get lighter. But if it hasn't changed at all, even if it's still the same size, but because the color has not gotten lighter, therefore, even though it hasn't spread, it's still considered that it has the nega of tzaras, and it gets burned. The Sefer Lekach Ulibov explains this concept by using the words of the Sefer HaYetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah is ancient Kabbalistic Sefer attributed to Avraham Avinu. And in the Sefer Yetzirah it says, "Ein l'ma'ale ma'oineg ve'ein l'mata minega." There is nothing better than oineg, which means pleasure, a spiritual kind of pleasure, and there is nothing lower than nega. What does this mean? What is the Sefer Yetzirah trying to tell us with this? So let's try and explain it. Let's try and explain this. Lo hafach hanega es einoi. And let's try and explain it in the context of Sfiras HaOmer, where we found ourselves, where we know that we are noeg avelos during this time because the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died in some sort of magefa because lo nahagu kaved ze bazeh. What is our work meant to be during these days? And of course, in the parshas, when we're learning about nega tzaras, what is the tzaras which we are not zeicha to have anymore today, but what were we meant to be learning from there as well? The Magen Mikoshnitz takes the pasuk, a very well-known pasuk, Hine ein Hashem el yureyav, the eye of Hashem is on his yureyim, on those who fear him, l'miyachlim l'chastoi, those who yearn for his chesed, lahatzil mimaves nafsham, to save their nefesh from death, ulechay sambarav, and to keep them alive, ulechay sambarav, and to keep them alive during a hunger. What does it mean? Hine ein Hashem el yureyav, asks the Magen Mikoshnitz. And he says it doesn't mean that Hashem is watching his yureyim, although of course he does that too. But what it means is literally, Hine ein Hashem el yureyav, Hashem gives the ayin, gives his ayin to those who fear him to save them from death. And the way he explains it is that he gives us an ayin. Now, an ayin is an eye, but an ayin, of course, is a letter in the aleph base. And what he's saying is he's adding the ayin to the word maves. Maves means death, but if you have an ayin added to maves, you get the word me'ois, money, wealth. So that means that Hashem takes the ayin and he adds it to the righteous people, to the good people, and with this he saves them from maves, he saves them from death. Not only are they saved from death, but they get me'ois, they get a world of sustenance, a world of plenty, a world of ashiras, a world of everything good, that we have everything that we need. What does it mean that he gives us an ayin? What is an ayin? So again, the ayin here is the letter of the alphabet, but we have to understand what does it mean to have, to take, to be the recipient of the Ein Hashem. One of our greatest qualities, one of our strongest qualities, one of our most important qualities is our ayin, is our eye. And when a person has an ayin taiva, a good eye, it changes his whole worldview, it changes his whole outlook. What does it mean to have an ayin taiva? It means he shouldn't be stingy, he shouldn't be jealous, and he should look at people in a favorable way. There's really two aspects of having an ayin taiva. The first is an ayin that closes, and the second is an ayin that opens. What does it mean? There are times that we have to close our eyes. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya which is gives us a long list of positive qualities, and one of them is Oitzem Einav Mer Ois Bara. He closes his eyes from seeing bad things. It means simply don't look at things that you're not meant to look at. Interestingly, the Sofei Teves, the last letters of these four words, Oitzem Einav Mer Ois Bara, Mem, Vav, Taf, and Ayin, will spell out that same Me'ais that we're talking about, the same wealth and money. I don't want to take it down just to dollars and cents, but it means that when a person is careful with the sights that he sees, the things that we bring into our neshama through our eyes, we get to a place of security, of feeling like we have everything that we need. This is probably one of the harder tests that our generation is hit with, and it gets harder with each passing year. But by protecting ourselves from seeing things that are negative or seeing things negatively, feeling the want, feeling the absence of what we don't have, feeling like I'm missing things, feeling the scarcity. So of course it leads to a place of feeling like I'm an sameach b'chalka. Certainly I have that ashiras of knowing that I don't need anything else. I have what I need, and I'm not looking outwards. So this is an ayin taiva which knows when to close, to say not to look at people in a negative way, not to look at things that I don't need to be seeing. The second aspect, of course, is in the positive eyes, is to open up our eyes to see things in a positive light, to see people in a positive light, to see our friends and those who aren't our friends in a positive way, to see the good, to be done the kafschus, to be happy for a friend when things are going well for him. These are all aspects of ayin taiva. And of course, this is the exact work we are meant to be doing during Sfira, to have that ayin taiva, to find the ayin taiva, to give kavod to each other, to find the good points in each other, to love and to respect. When we refrain from looking at the negative, that's when we have the space to see the positive. If the ayin is at the beginning of the word, is at the top, is at the head of the beginning of our consciousness, or as the Sefer Yetzirah says, Ein lema'ala mi'oineg, when I take the ayin and I put it at the beginning of the word, that's at the top, then I reach a place of oineg. I've acquired a world of everything wonderful, everything good. However, if even after the entire process of the going through a tzara'as in a beged, and again I'm going back to the words of the pasuk in our parsha, lo hafach hanega es einai, the nega wasn't able, didn't succeed in turning the ayin around and turning it into an ayin taiva, then the ayin remains at the end of the word, in lamata minega, where the ayin is at the bottom of the word, meaning that the letters in this word are the same, oinega nega, but the ayin has to change. And if the ayin still remains not an ayin taiva, if a person has not found his ayin taiva even after going through the process of tzaras, loy hafach hanega es einoi, the ayin hasn't gone to the beginning, and he's still looking at things negatively, then he gets into a world of nega. The item has to be burned, and if he still doesn't do tshuva, and if he still doesn't get the message, then he continues on the process of tzaras. It will spread to the home, and it will spread to the person himself. This Shabbos, with this week's parsha, we're going to enter the world, the week of Tiferes. Each week of Sfiras HaOmer is another, reflects on another Midah. There's something we're supposed to be learning from each of the Sfiras, or seven Sfiras that we have, and we go from Chesed to Gvura, and the third one is Tiferes. Tiferes, actually, it's a hard word to translate. The closest translation would probably be harmony. It's a synchronization of Chesed and Gvura, and it brings us to a world of harmony, of beauty. And we're supposed to be coming to a place in the week of Tiferes, and one of the things we're meant to be working on is to be able to look at every single person in Klal Yisrael in a harmonious way, with an Ayin Tova. L'kayem Yisrael asher becha espa'er, to fulfill the words of the Pasuk, you are Yisrael, and I use you, Hashem says, as a crown to glorify myself, meaning that each one of us is a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he is proud of each one of us. Each one is a jewel, and we need to see the good in ourselves and the good in each other. And when we do this, when we have this, we could take the ayin and add it to mavis and turn it into me'ais, because when a person is jealous, stingy, he feels inadequate and needy. But when a person has that ayin tova, he can access the true oineg that comes when he feels like he has acquired the ultimate wealth, the ultimate lack of neediness, the ultimate knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, with us, with each one of us, and giving us exactly what we need and how we need it. And therefore, there's no place and there's no reason and there's no need to look at anybody with anything but an ayin tova.